Entrepreneurs have one thing in common. They keep going. They'll change the rules. They'll reinvent the rules. You know, they don't just take one answer. So a real entrepreneur, it really makes no difference which country you're in. That's my beliefs. I
love that.
You know what I mean? It's just a mindset. You know, it's F you. You mess with me, I'll find a way around it. You know, I have a friend, he's multi-family rich guy from France. And, you know, France is as communistic as it gets.
75% top line for $1 million earners.
Yeah, but that's why he lives here.
Yeah.
So he started buying vineyards in Napa and Sonoma. So he went back to the French government and says, it's his wine. He says, I want to ship my wine in bulk to California. And the government says, you can't do that.
So what? The French government says you can't ship.
Yeah, and here's a guy, I think he's five generations, you know, French wine guy. This guy is an entrepreneur. He says, okay, I can't ship him in barrels. The guy goes, yeah. He says, okay, I'll ship him in bottles. So he bottled all of his stuff. It cost him more money, but he still figured out how to do it. Do you know what I mean? And now he has his wine with his California wine and all this. And so he went back to the French government and said, here, try this. See if it's not better. And so now they're all confused because he didn't break any rules. So I'll say it again. Entrepreneur is a mindset first, a skill set, and rules. And depending upon whether you're an employee or a small business, the rules are different. The mindsets are different. The skill sets are different. I'm one of those kids that don't like school. You know, school is good for people who like school. But here was my poor dad, head of education, PhD, on the governor's board of Hawaii and all this stuff, and his kid, me, and I'm flunking out of school because I can't read, I can't write. I said I couldn't read, I couldn't write. I was bored out of my mind. You know, I was just, hey. So what I did instead was that's when I met my rich dad, was my best friend's father, and he used these things called a game. See, games are the best teaching tools. See, when I'm playing this game, this is how the rich taught their kids battle strategies called chess. My rich dad taught me to be a rich man playing Monopoly. We played Monopoly hour after hour after hour. You know, the formula for great wealth of Monopoly is 4 greenhouses, 1 red hotel. So today in Arizona, I own 8,000 greenhouses and several red hotels. I just play Monopoly for real. So that's the power of a game, because a game engages me mentally, physically, because I actually have to move thing, emotionally, because when somebody knocks me out, I better wake up. You know, I made a mistake. And spiritually, because it's spirit that wins. So when you look at business is the same thing. Business is a team sport. I have to have good accountants, good attorneys, good marketing guys, good tech guys, great staff, I have to have great leaders, you know. The trouble with most entrepreneurs are self-employed. So they quit their job. And, you know, in America today, the SBA, the Small Business Administration, says there's 28 million small business owners. 28 million. 24 million are classified as non-employers. Remember, they're a one-man team. You know, they'd be like this guy, say, okay, I'm going to take you on. Are you crazy? Well, that's what most entrepreneurs are trying to do. Because that's what they're taught to do in school, to be the rugged individual.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts.
In school, I was very successful as long as I could cooperate at test time. But in school, cooperation at test time is called cheating. In the real world, the guys that have the biggest team win. So all I focus on is putting the best team together. Meanwhile, a lot of time the A students in school, they're the doctors and lawyers, they're sitting there all by themselves. They're sitting ducks, but they're entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? It's just a mindset, tactics, strategy. I went to military school. I'm a former Marine. So I think like a military operation, which I love chess. So most entrepreneurs, you know, they have this job. And they go, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And this guy's a massacre. Because they went to school, they learned to get a job, and they take tests on their own. They have to be the smartest. That's like the LeBron James. I don't want to be the smartest guy in my team, but I want to have the best team. And that's why I win most of my games.
You wake up tomorrow morning, and you're on the street. And you have nothing. You don't have a single contact in your network. All you have is the knowledge and experience that you've had throughout your career. How do you build up from there?
Well, I've been there many times. So it's no big deal. You just figure out what's needed and wanted and you go do it. You know, people always kind of dump on, fast food industry. If I had to do it again, I'd go work for McDonald's. And the reason I go work for McDonald's, you know, whether it's $7 an hour or 15, I don't really care. I don't really like McDonald's food, but they have the best business systems in the world. You know, how else can a company take virtually non-college educated people and build a fast food industry across the world? And they have the best system. So right inside little McDonald's, you can learn everything you need to learn about business except for the management side of it. So I just go work at McDonald's so I can learn even more. So I look at life as learning. I'm constantly learning. You know, I'm reading constantly, studying constantly. I spend most of my time with entrepreneurs. I don't spend my time with people who complain about the economy. You know. So nothing would really change. I just go back to being an entrepreneur. My last paycheck, I still remember it clearly. It was one of the worst and the best days of my life. And I was in Puerto Rico. I was working for Xerox. And my boss gave me my last, it wasn't a paycheck, it was a bonus check. I think it was about $30,000 taxable. It's the only problem with that. So I got this check and I went, holy mackerel. You know what I mean? So I was excited, but I was also disturbed. And so this other guy comes up to me, his name was John. And John says to me, he says, you're going to be back. I said, why? He says, because you're going to fail. I looked at him and said, look, few expletive words, because that's what he did. He left Xerox, failed, and he came back. And I said, look, da-da-da, you failed and you came back, but I'm going to fail and I'm never coming back. And that's the attitude. Do you know what I mean? If you say, well, if I fail, I'll go back to mommy and daddy, then that's what you'll do. So if you fail, that's when I became an entrepreneur, because I had no money. I had no money for years. You know, I didn't have a paycheck, but that's what my rich dad encouraged me to do. He says, when you don't have this paycheck, you get hungrier, smarter, and it's a test of your character. Will you become a crook? Will you become dishonest? Will you cheat and steal? Or will you become a better human being? So really, that's the benefit of becoming an entrepreneur. You really find out who you are when you don't have anything. If you're an entrepreneur and you're going to be a big entrepreneur, leadership skills and communication skills are more important than a law degree.